Thank you. It has just come out to 25 to 9. Another shot in the arm for a buoyant housing market. That's how this morning's Daily Express celebrates the news that house prices are rising. The average home now worth £250,000, apparently. Not everyone, though, is greeting that news with such pleasure. And a call comes today for a massive fundamental rethink of our housing policy. It's called All That Is Solid, The Great Housing Disaster, and it's by Professor Danny Dorling of Oxford University, and he is here. And Carolyn Uphill is chair of the National Landlords Association and is on the line. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're saying what, Professor?
I'm saying we've got to a ridiculous situation with housing, in that it's become the largest part of the cost of living crisis. As average incomes and wages have been going down, the cost of housing ourselves has been going up, the rents have been escalating, particularly in the southeast, and the prices have been rising and rising. So you're now looking at people borrowing enormous sums of money just to be able to house themselves, and you're getting into a situation which is really unprecedented. Most recently, in the last 10 years, we've seen a huge rise, say, in families having to rent privately, so that in the whole of England, one in four children are now living in families which are renting privately, which often means that they have to move home quite frequently, and children end up having to move schools and losing all their friends. This is quite new to us, and it's causing a huge amount of distress across the country, and we really need to do something to tackle it now.
And the something is?
There are many somethings. Almost anything which slows down or takes the heat out of the housing market will help before interest rates begin to rise. But we should also look, I think, at the rights of tenants and look at why we do not have the kind of rights that tenants have across most of Europe. Because at the moment, you're seeing this huge increase in people having to go for private renting, and they really only have security of tenure for about 2 months. This encourages people to become landlords. So landlords currently are having a buying spree in the south of England. In the last 5 years alone, the Financial Times has just shown that the wealth of landlords increased by £245 billion, even as the country was becoming poorer as a whole. So there's an enormous incentive for people to buy property to let to others because others cannot afford to live, and this is causing more and more distress.
Let us put that to Carolyn Uphill. The idea that people should be allowed to have, which, I mean, many, many years ago, people did live for a long time in rented accommodation, didn't they, and felt secure in doing so. What would happen if the government introduced proposals for really long-term security of tenure?
Well, that could be a very, very dangerous proposal because it could actually drive people out of providing property to rent. But let's correct a misunderstanding. First of all, it's not necessarily the case that because people start out on a 6 or 12 month tenancy that they're then required to move on. What landlords who are in business to rent property out and to bring the rental income in want is reliable paying tenants who look after the property, and where they have those, they've got absolutely no incentive to move them on. And we do regular tenant surveys at the National Landlords Association, and they tell us that 42% of tenants have been in the same property for 4 years or more. There's absolutely no reason under the present system that tenants can stay on. And if a tenant is actually asked to leave, it's not at all true that the landlord can just give them 2 months notice and they go. If a tenant chooses not to go and you have to go through the full eviction process, it can take 5 or 6 months. So landlords do not easily and casually move tenants on.
It's quite an important point, that, isn't it, Danny Dorling? If you're a landlord, obviously you don't want people moving in and moving out all the time and all the costs associated with it. Why is it really true that a family who are able to pay the rent are likely to be moved out?
The problem is increasingly they're unable to pay the rent. So in London, you're looking at people having to move on average every year. Rents are going up by 9 or 10%. A family find that they can't pay the increased rent, and the landlord gets in somebody else who can pay it.
That's the point, isn't it, Carolyn? It's the greed of the landlords.
Well, I wouldn't call landlords greedy. I think there's a misunderstanding in Professor Dorling's book of what the private rented sector is. It's not a small group of very wealthy people. It's actually something like 1.4 million landlords, many of whom have just one property or on average between 2 and 10 properties, that have bought those as an investment, probably provide their own pension. And they are interested in having a good, solid return, which is reliable tenants, regular money coming in, and a reasonable return. Our average landlord makes 6% return, which is the sort of returns you'd have made on the bank just a few years
ago. Danny Dorling?
Only 2% of people are landlords. The average age is 53, and These are becoming the wealthiest people in the country. They have increased their wealth by billions recently, as I say, $245 billion in the last 5 years. They're in danger of getting the reputation of bankers the way things are going at the moment.
And yet 40% of our landlords tell us that if their tenants just missed one payment, they'd actually have trouble meeting their own obligations to pay their mortgage and maintain the property.
The landlords have the least of the problems at the moment in Britain. They are the people who are becoming richer, who have the most secure income stream. They're also meaning, because they're buying up property so fast and because this property is seeing such a turnover, it's actually being used less efficiently than it was being used when families were able to buy these houses, which they can no longer buy because they're being beaten by landlords who can be cash buyers, who can use the incredibly high rents in the south of England that they're now getting to buy more and more property, which is why the prices continue to drive up in the southeast and in London.
Last word, Caroline Lappin.
Not all landlords are cash buyers. Many take out mortgages and they're part of the solution. They're providing homes for people by the investments they make in houses, which often they take as empty, rundown properties and refurbish and then let out.
We've got to leave it there. Caroline Lappin, Danny Dorling as well. The book is All That Is Solid, The Great Housing Disaster. Thank you.